advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King. With me, Todd.
You say funny things.
What animal is that?
Sounds like your wife.
Yeah. Make her squeal like that. I got talent.
Yeah.
Go, Dave. What's your noise? Let's hear it. It's inward velociraptor singing.
Arf.
I know you have. You're like a velociraptor hustler.
No.
Deep inside, you have velociraptor talents.
No, I don't.
You're like the angel. Like if a velociraptor and Jesus and Fergie had sex,
I have a bit
that
of
would
a,
be your velociraptor call.
Yeah, I appreciate it, but I have a bit of a mental block on making animal noises.
Really?
Why? Yeah. Really?
I don't know. Always have. I don't. And can't
it's your kryptonite. Just like, I can't do it. Cows go moo, bro. Yeah, I got
exactly.
Nothing more.
I sit there with Vaughn and I try my best to be like, look, the cow says moo. Like,
me fucking yow, yeah. Vaughn. Me yow. Okay?
Woof. You stupid fucking baby. The baby on the bus
puffs.
Goes, shut the fuck up.
Here's an iPad, eat your puffs. Me yow.
Like I can do the basics, but you get
it. He's like Robert De Niro raising a baby.
I think it's too. I honestly think it goes back to too many role playing games as a youth.
Really?
And like sitting more
because you sit there with like dungeon masters who will
make the policeman
like,
noise, Dave.
You know, and then you see a mutant two headed kobold jump out of the cave, and he goes, and they make some asinine noise, and you're just sitting there, and it's like, come on, man, did we need that fucking noise?
Or did your friends make fun of you when your noise wasn't as good as?
No, because I never made the noises.
You didn't.
Fuck off. Yeah. That's noise.
Hmm. I don't know. Can't do it.
All I had was that weird thing.
Saddening.
I did.
Yeah. Saddening.
So this is a bonus episode, you know?
No, it's not.
Boner.
Bonus episode. So if you're new to the show and you're like, hey, I'm going to listen to this episode, what I would recommend is not.
No.
Or you can, but have no expectations.
Right, have no expectations. That's the key. Because in our normal episodes, we do shit totally differently than we do here. This isn't the typical game. So if you want research and us, blah, 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 go listen to the other shit.
And don't have any expectations there either, but don't have any here.
Especially, don't have expectations of a topic here because we're going to talk about what the fuck ever for however long it goes instead of our sort of our more... formulaic regular episodes.
I like that. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tantric episodes.
Yes. Yeah. So, sometimes.
Yeah. We could make you laugh. We're just holding out. We want it to be tantric.
Yeah. We want to hold
off. It's a slow progression.
As long as possible.
I want to get into some tantra.
Yeah.
I mean, you hear about it. I think we should do an episode on it.
Tantra.
Is that the
short version for it?
Tantra?
Yeah, tantric.
I think so.
The act of being tantric is tantra?
Tantra. Yeah, I think that's what it's called, isn't it?
I don't know.
What are you doing over there?
Fixing the feed. Apparently, I put it on my personal page somehow.
Good job.
That's sweet. Yeah.
Someone's like, well, what's the occasion? Why are we all getting this?
I'm like, and we're over here making noises, talking about dicks.
The default goes to timelines for some reason. I don't know why.
It's because it's your account.
Yeah, I guess.
Tantra.
There
it goes. Yeah, tantra sexology. Tantra yoga. That's what I need.
Oh, yeah. What you need is tantric hot yoga.
I want to
do downward doggy style.
I want to stretch and cum my pants at the same time.
That's the place
to do it. Is that what tantra yoga is?
We'll find out.
Hmm.
Because if you do that in regular yoga, they'll probably ask you not to come back.
Just go to regular yoga class.
They have to ask you not to come.
Have a wet spot.
I'm going to have to ask you not to come.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
This is tantra yoga. Yeah. You're not allowed to come.
Wait, yeah. Come back? Oh, wait, yeah. Yeah. Right. That's true.
Yeah.
I don't know where that went.
No, I don't know. Yeah. I think we should cover that. That'd be an interesting episode. Yeah.
Sounds awful.
Is there like tantric hookers? Like I think there's an untapped market.
Right.
For tantric items.
I don't know where it went. If I can find where that stream went, I don't know where it went.
Is it going somewhere?
It's going now. Yeah. I don't know if anyone found it again. I don't know. I should have left it alone.
They missed Dave's. Did they miss Dave's Velociraptor noise?
Because if they did, they missed some shit.
No, they heard the noise. I'm just saying I don't know where that resides now. I don't know where it tried to feed to.
I see.
Yeah.
I don't know.
People are back.
Hi, people.
But it says private user again. What's wrong with this fucking thing?
I don't know.
You're going to try not to come. That's where we're at. Mm-hmm. I'm jumping back in the conversation.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that though? Like jerk off and then just try not to finish, like give yourself blue balls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if the discussion is on tantric sex, I'm not sure why you went to jerk off instead of have sex and try not to.
Well, it's all the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to practice.
There's more opportunity to jerk off than have sex throughout life, especially through the early years.
Well, it seems like if you're trying to please your partner, you'd be a lot more likely to hold off.
That's how you practice. That's what training you for. Practice. Yeah. It's like the monkey bars in Al-Qaeda.
Yeah. Same thing. The tires. Yeah. Tires.
So masturbation without coming is like the monkey bars.
You never know when the Al Qaeda is going to run into fucking monkey bars in the in battle.
Yeah.
You know,
because that'll fucking stop you. Like you're running towards the Pentagon. Yeah. And it's
tires.
Monkey bars.
strength training. Yeah. You know, it is what it is. You know, yeah. what if you got a fucking hand climb a tree? What if your legs? What if your legs got blown off and you got to fucking climb something?
Right.
Then you wish you would have done the monkey bars. Exactly. You're over there fucking around.
Exactly.
Not wanting to do the monkey bars. Now your legs are blown off and you got weak arms.
Right.
So that's exactly what they're for.
Yep.
What if you want to play soccer and you don't got no legs?
Handball.
Yeah.
You just don't move around a lot.
You got to run upside down. You got to kick.
What's
the
one with the?
Is that legal?
Guys in wheelchairs that play basketball. Murder ball.
Yeah. They made it cool. It's really disabled ball, what I call it.
Did you see the movie?
Buff as fuck.
It's supposed to be a really good movie. Ball? Yeah.
Mm-mm.
It's like a documentary about the guys who play it. That's like what made it popular.
I think I wanted to watch it and I never did.
I still want to watch it.
What did we just watch that had someone that was in a wheelchair? Like one of our show topics.
The X-Men?
Professor.
Next. Oh, one of our topics.
Patrick Stewart.
Malcolm X.
Now you're just saying names.
No,
because I felt like a dick because the dude in the wheelchair was like fucking rolling around like a Dancing with the Stars thing. He was doing like some fucking salsa dance in a wheelchair. And I was like,
how's that happen?
I give you credit for the bodybuilding and the working out and all that shit. But the salsa dance thing, I'm drawing the line.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It was a lot of small movements back and forth, like in a wheelchair.
I have no knowledge of this happening on the show.
Yeah, you're true.
Somehow it was related because I didn't watch it of my own free will. It was like some shit I had to watch.
I highly doubt that. Yeah. Stop looking at that skull on its eyes.
I can't stop. It's looking right at me. We lost the crew somehow. I don't know what I did. I fucked it up.
What'd you do?
I don't know. I need to leave it alone though. I'm messing up the conversation. There's just one message from a private user that says, what's going on?
That's good.
Yeah.
That's all the comments we need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might have the crotch cams enabled.
You guys all zipped up?
We should do a whole episode that's just our crotches illuminated.
Jeans. My crotch is already illuminated.
Well, I know that, but like our crotches will be illuminated too.
Right.
It's like a simulation glow.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll get lights.
It's After Effects.
Hey, you still going to make a lamp? I was thinking about that the other day.
Yeah. I was just telling somebody about it.
What's your idea? Because I was thinking I could do a VW like
Joker's
light.
Helmet.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. So badass.
That is good.
From Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah. I was gonna try to come up with some kind of VW thing because I have a bunch of old like leftover lights and lenses and shit. Do some weird calamity of VW bus stuff.
So we're using the helmet. Mm-hmm. You're using the helmet as the lampshade.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the helmets are expensive.
Yeah. You know what? I looked them up to buy a helmet, and then we just didn't do it. So.
Rogan has like a badass lamp. Someone made him from some crazy German helmet that has like a fucking bayonet through it and shit. It's pretty that's tight. Cool. You're going to do the American helmet though.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's just kill it says kill Asians on it or something like that.
Does it really say that?
What's it say?
You're going to poke your cousin in the eye?
No.
You could, but it'd be a false poke because he doesn't have China eyes. Yeah, I'm bringing it back up.
Oh, Born to Kill.
Born to Kill.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's such a good movie.
I still want to make The Atomic Cloud. Yeah, Full Metal Jacket's a weird fucking movie.
Such a good movie. It's one of the best movies I have ever seen in my
life. I don't remember anything after the fucking drill sergeant scenes, though.
I don't remember
the war parts.
It's horrible.
Barely do I remember
horrible.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, I remember basic training and all the fucking drill sergeant shit. He did all that shit just off the cuff. Just fucking spilled that out.
Arlie Ermey was the fucking shit.
5'9", I didn't know they stacked shit that high. Yeah. The best part of you fucking ran down your mama's ass crack and ran into the brown stain on the sheet.
One of my favorite scenes of all time is when he finds the jelly donut in Private Piles.
You fat fuck, Private Piles.
And he should have won the Academy Award because he's walking up and down flips it over and he looks at it and just the look on his face and he stops and he says, holy shit.
Yeah, Jesus, what in
the fuck is this? And he picks it up and he is so livid about this. Yeah. A jelly donut.
Right.
Private Pilot. That's the one where he's supposed to have a jelly donut.
And kudos for Law and Order for eating the donut and rolling with it too. Yeah. For everyone that has to go along with that shit. Yeah. Yep.
Didn't they beat somebody with the fucking soap and
Private
the
pills?
Yeah.
Give him a blanket party.
That's why he fucking goes crazy. That's actually, that movie's fucked up.
If you are listening to this and you have not seen,
who hasn't seen that movie?
You need to fucking see it. All kinds of people haven't seen
really.
It. But again, it is two movies. It's like basic training ends and then they're off to Vietnam and it's a completely different fucking movie.
Right.
But again, it's a great fucking movie. Yeah. I say worst in a bad way. It's one of the worst war movies you're ever going to see. It's just so horrible and dehumanizing and fucking.
Yeah, you thought Saving Private Ryan was bad or fucking.
Saving Private Ryan at least ended with heroism.
Yeah.
Like the end of Full Metal Jacket is like just fucking a nightmare.
Yeah.
Like, ugh.
Almost as bad as Tropic Thunder.
Almost.
Yeah.
Robert
Downey Syndrome.
Yeah. I was supposed to have Eric Mayne. Eric Mayne is supposed to make me a helmet.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Iron Goblin.
Is he still doing that stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what he does for a living.
Yeah.
No, not the escape room. I think he got
Does
that
still exist? That's not new.
Yeah. I think it does. Yeah.
Oh.
But yeah, he does that. He builds props for a living. But yeah, he was supposed to do something for me and a wolf hat, a fucking headdress. Nice. That's what I wanted.
Nice.
I wanted a wolf headdress.
I wonder if I could think of something that he could make. It's probably expensive though.
Yeah,
I mean, you're
shit.
Probably getting hooked up, but I got to pay fucking Brent prices over here.
I'm not getting hooked up. Ain't nothing done.
True.
So. The helmet shouldn't be bad. Like I could probably even do that with.
I think you could do the helmet.
Just get an army helmet from the same era.
Yeah.
Probably for $30, and then I just have to. I got some 308 rounds and shit I could put on there. So I don't know. We can figure it out.
We got to find some room on this cluttered ass desk. A wombat's got to go.
No.
Something's got to give.
You shut up all your fucking alcohol bottles over there. These are fucking 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
You set 4 of those on the table,
sir. Yeah, because you were drinking them.
Didn't drink those.
Bullshit.
Wait, what didn't I drink?
You're not going to yet.
I didn't drink this. Where's the other one?
Try it.
Oh, it's right here.
Did you try that one?
Tito. I didn't try it. I had to try it for real.
Tito's is good.
So 7.
Tito's is cheap. That's like the Kessler of vodka.
There's a lot of alcohol on the table.
There is a lot of alcohol in the
table. Yeah.
All on your side. I have one bottle here.
That's just because I didn't put my shit away. That's all.
I just
kept trying different things and didn't put it away.
Yeah.
Trying. I can't really get behind getting drunk. Never have been able to.
I'm not into it anymore.
No.
I never have been. The instant I'm drunk and I've like
got I just get tired, man.
Well, that happens.
That's
now
age.
Too. Like,
yeah.
But the instant, like since fucking like teenage years when everyone wants to fucking get drunk and party and whatever, the instant I drink enough alcohol to start to feel the buzz and start to feel that slight loss of control, I hate it. And then I'm stuck for hours until it goes away.
You have to get trained. You have to train yourself.
That's too drunk too fast where you get anxiety.
Yeah, like, you have to train yourself.
No, there's no anxiety. I mean, I can drink even right now if I drink. Like if it's hot outside and I'm at a barbecue and I drink like most of a beer, I'm like, I should have stopped at half.
Really?
Yeah. I just don't like the feeling of it.
From
unless
beer?
It's nighttime. Like if it's night and I want to fall asleep, I'll drink some whiskey because then I don't feel that fuck. I don't want to feel this anymore.
It just kind of puts you to sleep.
I'll just go to sleep and then I don't feel it anymore because I fucking
takes the edge off. That's all it is. Yeah. Yeah. And I like the feeling like of a buzz. Like if you can keep a buzz where you're not fucking drunk, you know what I mean? Like if you could just keep a buzz where you're drinking a little bit every once in a while, just to keep that slight,
that's true,
where it keeps you happy. You know
I've
what
done
I mean?
That, like I've done that exactly one time in my life. It was at a work Christmas party.
Yeah.
And I drank beer from like,
that's where you have this
6 o'clock until 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
But it was just like, I would get a beer and I would drink like a quarter or a third of a beer and then get a fresh beer and then drink a quarter or a third of that beer. Like every time there was
a new round, I never drink more than a third of a beer.
No.
Ever.
Plus it gets all gross.
Yeah, you throw it away.
Yeah.
We played Wisest Wizard one time at a party. You ever done that?
No.
It's like spin the bottle?
It's like Edward 40 Hands, but different. Have you played that?
What?
No.
Edward 40 Hands, where you duct tape 40s in each of your hands. And so then...
Edward 40
Hands. Yeah, you can't piss or anything until you're done with the 40s, right? So you got to drink 2 40s to get out.
I haven't had the pleasure.
But...
So then you're also relying on your friends to get the 40s off of your hands.
Yeah, there's a last man, like a designated 40 taper.
And you have to fucking have a lot of trust in that person.
Right. But the wizard one is better. Wisest Wizard's competitive. So that's where, as soon as you're done drinking the first beer, you put the new beer on top of the old beer and you put a layer of duct tape around it so that you have two and then you have three.
So it turns into a fucking staff.
To a giant wizard staff. So when you're cruising around like 8 deep with your wizard staff, but you can't set your wizard staff down because someone could take your wizard staff and tape it to their staff. Yeah. That is the only time probably in my life where I got drunk, like sick drunk. And it was only like 9 beers and it was like Tecate or something. Like I'm kind of a lightweight, but I remember waking up in the night like, oh fuck, like I'm sick. Like this is terrible. I'm never doing this again. Yeah.
I told you the golf ball game in New York.
No,
I didn't tell you that.
I don't think so.
With the Royal Marines the Royal Marines.
Something about Royal Marines, but not golf ball game. I remember you told us something about
the Royal Marines. Yeah, it was the Royal Marines soccer team. We were in New York at the ESPN bar. And
I made a joke about you tapping your foot into the stall. I remember this now.
I think like, so.
They pretended like you didn't know about the foot in the stall.
The Scottish. Yeah, the Scottish guy with the American flag chanting the USA because it was the USA versus
three dicks
England.
In his hand. Do you remember any of this, Dave?
It was USA versus England in the World Cup.
Okay, that's vaguely coming back.
And they were playing they had the Royal Marines golf ball and you had a fucking pint. And if the golf ball landed in your drink, somehow somebody put it in there, you have to chug your pint.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you have another one. Like I didn't pay for any beer and that shit was fun. Like that shit. Yeah. And then the first half, you have to hold it with your right hand. Halftime, you hold it with two hands. The second half, you hold it with your left hand, and if you get caught...
That's too many rules for drinking, man. That's complicated.
It's sophisticated. These motherfuckers are from Europe. You know what I mean? Like, they're sophisticated.
They have sophisticated drinking games.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, and they have to quote Shakespeare and walk backwards.
Yeah. Suck each other's dicks.
Yeah.
Like, ooh.
Halftime, you divide by prime numbers.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Sing fucking Save the Queen, you know, that type of shit. Yeah.
Someone's giving us tips on how not to get drunk.
What are their tips?
Don't drink.
Just drinking water between drinks. That's dumb.
That doesn't
make you have to piss.
That's good advice to feel better later, but it's not going to make you less drunk.
Hey guys, stay hydrated.
It would just be like drinking like 12 wine coolers instead of 6 or something. The volume would change the alcohol content.
It's like if you eat as opposed to not eat, you get drunk fucking way faster.
That would support their theory then.
Whatever happened to wine coolers?
They're still around.
Are they?
Bartles and James, yeah.
They were like a huge thing when I was in high school.
That's because
they used to be cooler. Now they're just wine. Yeah, they're not. They're less popular.
it's like Boone Farms and shit now, you know?
Right,
like fucking bottles of bullshit. Fucking, I feel bad for guys walking around drinking mixed drinks.
Yeah, where was I that I saw a fucking guy with
a wine cooler?
I saw a guy at the grocery store buying wine coolers.
Oh, no.
And I was just like,
I'd rather buy a box of tampons. You know what I mean? Like tampons are for you.
Right,
the wine coolers could go either way.
And by the way, if you love a wine cooler and you're a guy, you might want to buy the wine cooler and a box of tampons just so they think both of them are
some always with
my girl's not feeling good.
Yeah.
So here's my thing though. With mixed drinks, there are two circumstances in which I can drink a mixed drink.
Okay.
Circumstance number one is if I'm in Las Vegas and I want a Bloody Mary.
Well, Bloody Mary. I don't like Bloody Marys, but those are acceptable. Like that's a breakfast drink.
One. Yeah. Circumstance number two.
Hangover cure.
You're in Hawaii.
No.
Yeah. If you're in Hawaii and someone wants to give you a fucking blue Hawaii or some kind of mixed drink, you're on the beach.
You can have that here. If you can have it here, you can't drink it there.
No.
That's what I say.
Drink a blue Hawaii here. Or if Tips was still open and I went to Tips and the fucking bar master of all times was making mixed drinks, I would drink whatever.
You're just making shit up now.
There's no place called Tips, Dave.
There was.
Yeah. Tip of this dick.
I didn't want to be the one to make the joke. I was just like feeding it. It was an RBI. Yeah.
Tips was dope.
Yeah. It was a DBI.
Yeah.
I was going to say Dick's
per hour, DPH. Yeah. Yeah. And now there's DBIs. Dick's batted in. Yeah.
I've told you about Tips.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you have.
Have you?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I have.
I remember Tips.
You know about the Michael's Clock restaurant? That's the fucking dumbest name ever.
Tips and Ritzy Burger.
Tips was
Ritzy Burger.
Yeah, Ritzy.
Yeah. Your license plate factory that you worked at.
Prison.
Was that a fake story? You look like you didn't know what I was talking about.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You fucking told the whole story.
Oh, no. It wasn't. I don't know that it was license
plates. Work there.
Okay. It was like metal stamping or something.
Yeah, it was the Nippon Denzo metal plant.
Nippon Denzo. Me and Brad got Nippon Gaki.
Nippon Denzo. Did they make fucking spark plugs too?
At the end of the day, I could have been making fucking
Denzo
baby killing missiles. I just had pieces of metal that I was punching holes in. It could have been for fucking anything.
Yeah.
Anything.
Those are for North Korea.
Yeah.
Could have been blades to be cutting like cattle throats for anything, all you know.
Anything at all.
Look what you did.
Yeah.
No idea.
What metal dicks.
Making. Yep. Anything.
Yeah.
Anything?
Yeah. Anything. Well, anything.
Every like, grocery
it's
store.
It's got to have been like this, at least this big, because that's the size of the piece
silver
of metal
bullets.
That I was punching
Someone's going to edit that video. How big is your dick, Dave?
This big.
This wide.
Yeah.
Oh, they could change.
It gets you either way.
Though.
Yeah, because if I go like this, it's like, how big was that dick you sucked?
Yeah,
right. Yeah,
it doesn't matter. Yeah,
there's no getting around it.
Yeah, I used to go around when Vine was big and be like, "Do you like ice cream?" They're like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Do you like sucking dick?" They're like, "No," and I just cut it the other way. Just or you say no, you do it first. Yeah. You go, "Do you like sucking dick?" And they're like, "No," but you stop recording when they're saying no, and then you like ice cream, and you start recording like, "Yeah, do you like sucking dicks?" Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know why Vine went away. Someone bought it and killed it. I guess
Facebook.
It was so good. That shit was hilarious.
Yeah,
but if you just go
fucking
watch like
Jody Highroller
Vine,
on that, dude.
Vine compilation,
Jody Highroller on
it's
there.
The funniest videos on the internet are Vine compilations.
Yeah,
funny ass fucking shit,
and amazing stuff like people making themselves disappear. Float and stuff like there was cool shit you could do.
Some fucking funny ass one where this dude throws a fucking chonkla across town and it flies through a window and hits his friend in the fucking face.
Yeah, there's funny. Yeah, song. Vine was great. Yeah. I had fun on Vine. That's I had so a lot good. Of shit on Vine. I had hundreds of videos on Vine.
I love Chipotle. Chipotle is my life. Have you ever seen that fucking kid? Oh my god, I'm gonna poop. I smell like beef. There's just so many good fucking vines.
It's
just,
it's randomness.
Little kids and shit.
Randomness. Yeah.
That one guy's like, "Where are you from?" He's like, "I'm from Liberia." He's like, "Oh, I'm sorry. Where are you from?" I'm a librarian. Stupid fucking shit. I'm telling you. You have to watch this. Like, go home and just watch Best Vines compilation.
Yeah, they're
just
funny.
A 7-minute fucking video.
Great.
I promise you'll laugh.
Yeah. Fucking Jody Highroller, Riff Raff. I followed him on there. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Yeah, the funniest shit. That guy, his music, I don't like at all, really. Like, it's like, but he's fucking hilarious. Like, that guy's fucking
hilarious.
Sid
just showed me this guy, and I'd seen him before. It's the guy that goes to the gym and walks by, like, super buff guys, and he wears, like, a fucking, like, Santa Fe sweatshirt. He has, like, a mullet and sunglasses and jeans in the gym, and he walks past, like, the dude from Aquaman's in the gym and shit.
Yeah.
Like Venice Beach, he's all, psh! Like, every time they're lifting, like, heavy-ass weight, he's like, psh! And then he sits down and does ridiculous exercises.
Yeah.
But he has a ton of fucking videos where he does like he'll dress up completely and call and act like he's fucking LaQuisha and he's fucking trying to order a pizza or some shit. But he fully dresses up for the prank call. So he's got a fucking beard and a fucking like wig and shit. And he's acting like a
that's
black
not Riff Raff because that sounds like Riff Raff.
I don't know this guy's name. That doesn't sound right though. It's not Riff Raff.
It's not Jody look
up the, just look up PSHH like psh, gym guy and then that'll find his name. That guy is fucking, I don't know how that guy's not like SNL or someone doesn't steal this fucking dude.
Right.
Because he just does hilarious shit that I assume he's making up. And he does this thing where he calls, I can't remember who he is, but he'll call people on Craigslist and be like, yeah, man, I'm calling about that sewing machine, man. It's a real old one. And just like fuck with people on Craigslist. But he's so popular that he called and the fucking guy is all, is this fucking, what's his name? Like, and he's like, oh man, I can't believe I called a random number on Craigslist. You fucking got me. Like he fucking knew who it was.
That's funny.
What's the guy's name? Did you find it?
No, I don't know.
I'll find it.
See. Ed is so funny. This guy needs to be on TV or in a movie. His name's Ed something.
I don't know. Because he has a bunch of characters.
Ed Bassmaster.
That's him. That's the fucking guy. That guy is fucking funny, man. His prank calls are ridiculous. Like, who gets in full costume to do a prank call?
Yeah, that's
pretty cool. Video. Somebody doing video.
Yeah, it's fucking.
Because the prank call wouldn't be as funny if we didn't see.
But even his little subtleties and fucking facial expressions and just exasperations about whatever the fuck's going on the phone call, it's hilarious. He goes to the DMV and gets his fucking driver's license picture taken.
Yeah.
And he's like, I got to take my shades off. I wear these all the time. That's what I look like, man. I wear shades like, ridiculous. Ridiculous. The picture don't even look like me. Ridiculous. Like, just, you know that the people at DMV are just like, this fucking asshole. Like, every time you say something, he's like, ridiculous. Unbelievable. It's great. It's like people that say peas twice.
Dave's not buying it.
No. Dave looks like he's trying to be done. Yeah.
I'm tired.
Dave looks like a popped pimple.
Sick and tired of being nobody. That's what you're tired of.
Dave looks like a popped pimple. I know. Looks like them.
Where do you stand on generic Pop-Tarts? I gotta know.
Panic at the Pisco.
Gelatin is where I stand.
Gelatin.
No, you can't have Pop-Tarts at all.
But if I were going to stand on generic Pop-Tarts, fuck a generic Pop-Tart.
Right.
Okay. I got some generic Pop-Tarts. I haven't ate them yet.
Someone, Alan, tried to tell me that strawberry generic Pop-Tarts are okay. I said, fuck it up already because I get the cinnamon brown sugar anyway.
Yeah, cinnamon brown sugar. I got some cinnamon brown sugar ones at the house. Some blueberry.
God damn, Pop-Tarts are good. Have you seen the thing where people from fucking other countries try American junk food?
Yeah.
And Pop-Tarts is one of them. And they're like, what in the fuck are you guys doing? This is like cardboard with like fucking cake frosting on it or something.
So good though.
Like to people that haven't had it, it tastes like just complete garbage. Right.
Yeah, but they eat some bullshit there. They eat fucking. They eat a real tart. Yeah, they eat fucking.
Yeah,
they eat fucking Vegemite and shit. Like, and think it's good. You know,
there was
like,
one that was actually funny where a bunch of Australian people got menu items from Outback.
Oh yeah, I've seen.
I saw that when I came with the blooming onion.
Like half of them were like, "This is the worst thing ever," and half of them were like, "Oh my god, this is like eating sex." I'm like, watching the blooming onion discrepancy.
It's like having sex in the bush. Yeah, but that's all fucking.
But they all agreed. Every single thing that you gave them was like, "This is not Australian."
Yeah,
but it was good. American. But what the fuck was that?
I like the guys that have the Australian accent and come sit down next to you, you know, and like talk, you know, like. It's I don't know.
Dudes out back that try to pull off the Australian accent sit next to you.
They do good. Like they have a good accent or they're
never
Australian.
Seen that.
Yeah.
One time we were on our way to Outback and for some reason I found a giant crocodile toy on the fucking ground. I don't know where it came from. And I fucking put it on the table and left the tip in its mouth. Like I was like, I'm taking this. We're going to Outback. I'm
just
fucking
the tip?
Just the tip in its mouth. Yeah. So there was just money in this alligator mouth and I didn't get to see the reaction, but it was still somehow satisfying.
So I know we're running short on time, but I need to get something off my chest.
Is it a Cleveland Steamer?
No. To me, it was.
Tell me it's that shirt.
I won't do any spoilers, but I got done watching Avengers Infinity War this weekend.
Oh, they all die.
And it was fucking garbage.
Wait, the one that just came out?
I agree.
Yeah.
It was the Thanos one?
Infinity War.
The last Thor movie, everyone loves the Thor movie, wasn't really good.
Ragnarok.
No.
You didn't like Ragnarok?
I did not like Ragnarok.
Okay, you're a piece
of
shit.
I really did not like.
Ragnarok
you don't like
good.
Comedy is why. You don't like it when they inject comedy, right?
Ragnarok was good.
Now, Ragnarok had a lot of funny parts. He's hanging from that fucking chain, spinning, making jokes, pretty much in the devil's face and shit.
I didn't like it.
What was a...
I don't like Kurt Russell.
Oh, have you seen...
He wasn't in Ragnarok.
What was he in?
He was in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, I don't like Kurt Russell.
I love Guardians of the Galaxy.
I just got to find this.
Of the Galaxy 2 wasn't as good as 1. Thor Ragnarok was better. They tried too hard, I feel like.
See, I think they tried too hard on Thor Ragnarok.
I don't think so.
I think they lost the...
I think they lost
what a Thor movie should have been completely.
Oh, see, I don't care
have
about
you seen,
that. I've never seen... That's
seen
the only one I've seen.
Obamos?
Ooh.
They mix Obama and Thanos, and it just looks like The Rock.
Ha 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 ha! Oh, that's
he looks just like the Rock. Yeah, it does. It's fucking crazy. Yeah. It's just Obama and Thanos.
Obamos.
I don't think I can do that. That's fine. There you go. Oh, it yeah, actually shows my camera.
I just needed to get
good.
Off my chest. Not a fan of Infinity War. I thought it was trying to do too much shit.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't like trying to do too much shit, you're not going to like Aquaman.
No, I'm probably not. I mean, for what I've heard, I'm probably not going to like
Aquaman.
Nobody's
going to
like Aquaman anyway.
Yeah. Dude, that's the guy DC. At the coffee shop got fucking weird with me. I could tell he was like purist about Aquaman because he fucking, like, I don't know, probably read the comics and shit. And I get that. I accept it. If it was supposed to be stupid and you meant for it to be stupid, you succeeded.
Right.
If it's purely stupid from a purist standpoint, you succeeded.
I heard they're doing a reboot on Suicide Squad. Like, they're like squashing the old shit. They're starting it over again. Like, different people fucking.
Well, I know they're still doing a Harley Quinn movie using her again. So I don't know. Now keep in mind, like, I love the MCU. I love the Marvel movies. I've been a huge fan all the way up to
Marvel's.
It.
Yeah, Marvel's good.
And then I was like worried because I
some
just,
of them are better than
I
others.
Also watched Ant-Man 2 and I was waiting for that to be a piece of shit. I really liked Ant-Man 2. I thought it was a good movie. Like I'm not like in Black Panther. That was a cool movie.
I couldn't keep Black Panther was good. The Ant-Man
Black Panther
Wasp,
was too racist.
I couldn't watch the. Yeah. I don't know. I couldn't stay.
Yeah, Black Panther was pretty
on the Wasp
racist,
thing. Man. I don't know. I didn't like it.
Ant-Man and the Wasp. You shut your mouth.
Infinity War I liked. I like Paul Infinity Rudd, War. Dude. I fucking just Paul Rudd.
Infinity War is garbage. Yeah.
You like my erection? My exquisite erection selection?
But
puts it in you.
My dick.
My dick.
My dick.
My dick.
Puts it in you.
My dick. Yeah. It's funny.
God,
Paul Rudd's
Paul
fucking
Rudd
hilarious. He's fucking funny. I want to meet him.
Dude, you know, CJ Laser can do Paul Rudd's impression of that fucking shit. Wonderlust. He does that shit spot fucking on.
That, I like that movie.
He can that make me laugh. I could be fucking sad. Shit, he'd be my dick. He would just fucking do that shit. It doesn't matter what just happened. I'm fucking laughing. He doesn't just
that movie is
like
fucking great. Oh, man.
Fucking what's his name from King
Have
Peele
you seen
that shit? How old is that movie?
It's
that's the Black Don't Crack. How old is that fucking guy? 62. Turns out he's 62. Right, he looks exactly the same in that movie that he does today.
Do you guys watch Tag? Have you seen that yet?
Mm-mm.
You fucking have to watch Tag.
What's that?
And Game Night. Those two movies are the two movies that I went in thinking like, this is probably gonna be a stupid ass movie. They're fucking hilarious.
What's Tag?
Tag, it's where they're fucking like, they've been playing tag every year for like, since they were young.
And they're growing
and they
up
take 1 month out of the year, where they fly to where each other are and try and tag each other. Like, it's fucking hilarious, dude.
I used to play the head crushing thing from fucking
Kids in the Hall.
Yeah.
Me and this fucking dude in high school, like, it just became this thing. Like, I'd crush heads. There was like a couple of dudes that would do it. If we saw each other, like, try to crush each other from across the campus. And then we were grown ass fucking men.
You've seen each other
seen
and you're fucking doing it.
15 years.
Yeah, you do.
And he was in a truck or some shit, and we saw each other through traffic and immediately panicked. Like, oh shit. And started crushing each other 15 years after the back through traffic.
So you'd appreciate Tag. It's a good movie. And Game Night is fucking like, I saw it and I was like, oh, it has some, you know, some popular people, you know, whatever, like probably be all right. You know, there's nothing else on.
Right.
Fucking great. Like, that movie is fucking hilarious.
I'll have to check it out. Yeah. I'm out of here.
It's
gotta go.
All right.
I'm done.
So Dave closes it down. Wait, I have one more social media winner. For episode 371, King Tut.
Don't be retired. Scott.
The main focus for my music, whether it be the production or the lyrics, is my travels. You know, the outside environment really plays a huge part in what I make. I write all my rhymes outside, you know. Every city I go to, I set up my studio in the hotel. I make the beats during the day. I start coming up with ideas, and I just hit the streets and start walking, and whatever I see really kind of inspires me. It may not be literally, but it always finds its way into my music. The streets, the cities is my main inspiration.
To be born, and death's no question. The sun still shining off the same old lessons. Then why does life feel like an educated guess? And my thoughts like meals, I'm a sucker for the seconds. Impressions got a lot of us stressing, but how we all perceive is more about a reflection. And the reception's warm that I receive, which leads me to believe these hoes like what I heat. Tall women in heels, tall money in deals, man. Off the no wall, I like all money for real. More time abroad and less time at home. Less time for broads and more time in zones. Yeah, I'm in it, we're flying out of another one. This a new beginning, I'm climbing out of the other one. Could a dream feel realer than it ever been? And I was aiming high like a nigga being president. The possibilities of that is seeming pretty evident. Being self-employed is now seeming like a definite.
Thinking that way is what I'm effing with. And like-minded people be the only ones I'm messing with. Hey yo, this so real. Now no one was saying, but I'ma go this steal. Living in the moment, got a hopeless feel. But the feeling in itself got its own appeal. I know I'm attracted to the lights in the distance. The closer that I get and the brighter my wish gets. Excited by the risk and the chances I'm taking. Not sure what I'm putting my faith in, but I'ma be alright. I'm trying to get mine in this lifetime. The afterlife is much further in the pipeline. I'm inclined to believe that, but the truth is that for death, any moment is the right time. So I live every day like it's my last. But I plan for tomorrow as if I will never pass. A fur on the subway, you never dream the jets, but fell asleep on the runways. I just knew that one day, that anything I needed, I could mold. Get everything you wanted, ain't always good for your soul. A mix of self-work, some help, little control. And I don't know the rest, good as mine is your guess. The recipe ain't the best, to make it through is a quest. And if you choose to accept, the meaning of life is yes. Cause only God knows, those of us in the flesh give the privilege to test. And some are fail, some are pass. We all get the same grade, though, when we run the path. How you grade yourself is the mark that matters most. To separate the heart of the strong and the better folks. Have a dose. Yo, this so real. Now no one was saying, but I'ma go this steal. Living in the moment, got a hopeless feel. But the feeling in itself got its own appeal. I know I'm attracted to the lights in the distance. The closer that I get and the brighter my wish gets. Excited by the risk and the chances I'm taking. Not sure what I'm putting my faith in, but I'ma be alright. A young shit so real, kill shit to live, niggas get so feel. I got a hunger for knowledge and I miss no meals. And staying high off life and I miss no pills. I'm addicted to the thrill of walking along the edge. And I know I'm what lies ahead, but always knowing the deal. I'm good with my decisions, the setbacks and gains is all a part of the game. I'm ready to spin the wheel, whatever is in store, I'm ready for sure. With the attitude of wealth and the gratitude of the poor. The balance is the challenge and I sit so still. Between callous and analysis, but this no frill. I'm off the chain, been that way since slaves and flayed from 93 till infinity. I'm stated in ways that's etched in stone. The age where we market ourselves. I'm still all about the music. I don't monitor plays. I don't monitor hits and I don't monitor clicks. I monitor the snare drum in the bottom of kicks. Is anybody left to still fuck with this true shit? Well, let me hear you scream over top of this crew shit. Yo, this so real. Now no one was saying, but I'ma go this steal. Living in the moment, got a hopeless feel. But the feeling in itself got its own appeal. I know I'm attracted to the lights in the distance. The closer that I get and the brighter my wish gets. Excited by the risk and the chances I'm taking. Not sure what I'm putting my faith in, but I'ma be alright.